Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we finished with part 1 of verse 3. Let's listen as we start with part 2 of verse 3 today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Welcome you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, it's been a great time here looking at the book of Titus. Our goal, again, is to preach the word as it is to men as they are. We don't compromise it for any reason. We don't do it for financial reasons. We don't do it for family reasons or any other reason. We are never going to compromise the word of God. And so we want to preach it as it is to men as they are. I do encourage you folks who listen to us on a regular basis to do a couple things. You can go to www.wtygfm.org, and that's for our radio station. It's 24/7. It's part of the FBN network. And also, we have some of our own specific programs on there. True, fundamental to the word, good, godly music all the way. Our church services Sunday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern and Sunday evening at 6 o'clock Eastern and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Eastern. Our services are live streamed. And so you can either hear it at WTYG. You can go to your appropriate app store and download it freely. Or you can watch us through our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. Go there, and if you'll check there on the left side column, you'll see a place where it says Facebook, which is good. We live stream through Facebook, and then also through YouTube. You can go back and look at past services. I really highly recommend going back and looking at our services on December the 12th, especially that morning service in which our choir just did an outstanding job with some musicals, songs, three songs, and a reading. And then the sermon, the best handmade Christmas gift ever. And so I know that it's not Christmas when you're listening to this, but hey, Hallmark has Christmas throughout the year on their channels, I'm told. So why can't we just look at this? Because it's something I think that you would thoroughly enjoy, both in the music as well as in the sermon for that day. So let me encourage you to do that. Well, I hope you have a good King James Bible and pencil and paper, and you'll follow us along, because we like to teach the word of God as it is to men as they are. I like to encourage you to let your pastors know about our radio broadcast, the teaching of it. We feel like that we are a support to the local pastor, not a detriment. So I trust that you will do that. Okay, last time we had finished verse 1 and was just getting in started in verse 2 when it was time that clock rang the bell on me. So let me just read verses 1 and 2 here of chapter 2. Verse 1 says, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." And that's a command, by the way, for the pastor to speak the things which become sound doctrine. But become doesn't mean they turn into sound doctrine. No, it's the things in God's word. And speak those things. That's sound doctrine. Anything that's in the word of God is sound doctrine. And so he started by saying that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. So that was our start. And now we go on from there into verse 2, where he says, the aged women. likewise, that they be in behavior that becometh holiness. Again, that's our theme for the entire book is behaviors becometh holiness. So the age women, likewise. See, it's not just for the men. It's just not for preachers. It's just not for evangelists. This is for every saved person. Here he's addressing specifically the aged women, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. He starts out by saying, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. So three things there that he lays out for the ladies. So again, and some of this may be a review to you, but I just wanted to go back to it and say this. This person in the local church that has these problems, okay, they are false accusers. They want to say things about other people. Those are the things that you've got to watch out for, because that's not behavior that becomes holiness. When you see people that are accusing others, more than likely they haven't gone to the others, or they wouldn't say it in the way they're saying it. And they wouldn't be saying to them the exact things they're saying in front of you. So that's usually a good way to say, well, there's a person I don't need to hang around with. But again, as you look at it, speaking of false accusers, this person in the local church will show great emotion about whatever the accusation is. Unaware. They're totally unaware that Satan is using them. You see, Satan is not divided against Satan. When they said Jesus was casting out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils, Jesus informed them, says, look, if Satan cast out Satan, if he cast out devils, his house is going to fall. You know, that just makes sense. You start casting out fellow believers, you start gossiping about them, you start running them and make false accusations about them, you're going to bring your church down. Can you think of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11? Boy, some of those people at that church that had been saved, he said, such were some of you. That include, drunkenness. That include people who were sexual perverts. I mean, he said effeminate, looking at homosexuality. I mean, a lot of bad things. And in saying those things, you'd think, wow, that was that church. I can see it today. People come into church, and even when they join the church, there are those back there, instead of rejoicing that these people joined the church, they're on the internet and they get home, they got their name, and they're going to run with it, see whatever they can find out about these people. They diggeth up abomination. In other words, these people, they're not satisfied unless they find dirt on somebody. And there are just folks, unfortunately, there are folks who are like that in this world. There are folks who are like that that name the name of Christ. And you'd say, why do they name the name of Christ when that's their attitude about it? But they do. They name the name of Christ. But sometimes, look up Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 27, because it's these false accusers that usually fit right within that verse there, okay? So, matter of fact, just write that down right now if you're taking notes, and put it in your Bible and go to Proverbs 16. Then I want to read it to you here. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 27, it says, an ungodly man, okay? And this is talking about me, even though in our text in Titus, it's in chapter 2, verse 1, was talking about the men. It addressed the men first, but now in verse 2, it's talking about women, not men, false accusers. But verse 27 says, of Proverbs 16 says, an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. When there are people that go on the internet and see whatever they can find out about someone's past, those are people to just stay away from. Now, we have in business, I understand that. In business, you need to have that. We have a Christian school. In Christian school, we do a background check on everyone that we do. They have professional services that you use to accomplish that. And so you do the background check. After you've done the background check, make sure there's nothing on there that would disqualify them from working there. So that is a different situation. Now, most of those people in Corinth, in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, a lot of them would have been disqualified, okay? But when people get saved, Christians aren't supposed to be holding their past against them from then on. And I've seen this over and over again. Sometimes it happens in families. Well, they did this to my son. They did this to my daughter. They did this to whoever. And boy, I tell you what, they're against that person from now on. And that person may have done some of the things they said. They may have actually done some of the things they said they did. But the problem becomes they now are just not abiding in the Word of God. They now are at a point where they're wanting to get a pint of blood from these people. And that's an unfortunate, a very unfortunate thing when Christians have that attitude. It's an unforgiving attitude. And you say, well, you know, you don't really forgive people unless they ask forgiveness. And I agree. If people wronged you, they need to ask forgiveness. But also, if you find out somebody wronged you and they got saved and you hear about it, contact them. Say, hey, you know, way back there 30 years ago, you know what you said? This was that. This was this. I heard you got saved. And back then you didn't apologize for it. But I just wanted to give you the opportunity now to make that right. Because it sounds like you're trying to make things right in your life. You've gotten saved. You've gotten this. You've got this turned around. And give that opportunity. You see, that might be just the thing they need as an encouragement. As an encouragement. So I suggest that. Now, sometimes people say, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't want to do that. I don't want to forgive those people. I don't want anything to do with them. I didn't do anything to them, so it's fine. Well, one of the things you're failing in is to be an edifier in the Lord. And that is trouble too. So this is the person again in the church that will show that great emotion as, oh, I am so troubled by this person, not realizing that Satan is using them, and they're trying to really, for whatever reason, make this person the object of disrespect or hate or whatever else in the church.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my